What up, listener? This is Stevie Grin. I'm here with another episode of Stevie Grin's Herbal Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Some of this nice weather we're having here recently. It's been crazy, but right now it's just one of those days. It's just too nice to be inside, and you had it for a couple days. So hope you all are taking advantage of it. I certainly am. Now, celebrity birthdays. I don't know why I started doing this, but I like doing it, so it's my podcast. I'm going to do it. Anna Paquin from True Blood. Happy birthday to her. And Chris Sarandon from Fright Night, and one of the Grinster's personal favorite movies of all time, The Princess Bride. He was Prince Humperdinck in that, if you know who I'm talking about. Great movie, and happy birthday to him. Sadly, we said goodbye to a legendary actor from another one of my favorite movies, Rutger Hauer, today. I heard someone say that, you know, online they're talking about how people were talking about Blade Runner too much, and he was in movies other than that, but I tell you what, Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies of all time, and his part in that was just awesome, and he rocked it. So rest in peace. Anyway, now happier things. Right now I got a new oil cartridge to try. This is Durban Poison from Green is the New Black. Actually, I've been doing this for a couple days now. Been doing it just now. You know, so let's see if we can get this done in one take. See what happens. Hey, you guys know I like this company, and they consistently make top quality CBD oil. It is good stuff. And you know what? Durban Poison is not an exception to this. It's great. It actually came recommended to me from some other people before I actually tried it, and hey, I'm glad I got that recommendation. It's good stuff. Reactions. Hey, it has a very subtle and woodsy taste with some sweetness tied in there and a little bit of tartness right at the end of the exhale. It's a really good. It's a tasty vape, if you guys I don't know if you're into it, but you know, you're going to get it if you try it, whether you're into it or not. So, but you will enjoy this. Hopefully if you like some sweetness and tartness with it. Now the feelings with this, hey, it's good stuff. I tell you what, I have to take a hit of this juice real quick because it just tastes that good. Hey, I blew that in the microphone. Maybe you guys can get some of that goodness as I exhaled it. Anyway, the feelings. Hey, this is one of those. It's almost paradoxical, because you're relaxed and mellow, but, or at least I am, but then you get some energy and focus to go along with it. Honestly, this has become one of my go-tos. Unfortunately, the cartridge I'm using is about dead, so I may need to run to my friends at Kali and get a re-up on that and buy another cartridge, because this is one that's great. It's one of my go-tos. And one of the things I really like about it is it's really good for relieving anxiety and pain. Yeah, I wrestle some with anxiety. I think most of us do if we're honest about it, but I do. But it relieves that, but still leaves you very alert and attentive. And I'm also speaking to someone with ADD, and I really like the fact that this does kind of help with focus, kind of help with attention. This is good stuff. This is honestly one of the favorite juices I've tried. This is good stuff. As far as chiller versus doer, this is definitely a doer. You want this stuff, get out. Take advantage of this great weather. Stay in. This is good for video games and stuff like that even. It's really good. If something that you may want to take the edge off, unwind a little bit, but still, you know, have that alertness. It's good stuff. So, musical pairing. I thought long and hard about this, and I'm not exactly sure if this song just happened to be stuck in my head or if this is actually the musical pairing, but the more I think about it, the more I think it's the musical pairing. I'm gonna go and pair this with Thank You by Sly and the Family Stone. You know, I don't know what it is. I've been hearing them a lot past couple of days. And I'm getting in. I've always kind of liked them. I'm really getting into Sly and the Family Stone. That stuff is some good stuff. And hey, can you hear that? My neighbors don't know how to use their key fob. So they just hop in the car, and then it'll turn off. The alarm will turn off when they hit the ignition. But right now it's kind of sound like a techno beat. Yeah, maybe you guys don't know. I secretly live in a rave. Hope you guys are hearing this, because if you aren't and I'm sitting here talking about it, it's just going to sound weird. Oh, there they go. They just started the car and they figured it out. It's all good. It is all good. Now, if Durban Poison were a milkshake, you may say, Stevie, how many boys would the Durban Poison milkshake bring to the yard? To which I respond, 9. That's right. I'm giving this a 9. I'm kind of generous with it, but I try not to go too nuts and be like, oh, this is great, this is great. But this really is. This is one of my favorites. I highly recommend it. I think, if you have any of the stuff I mentioned previously, if you, want the relaxed or the energetic, this has become one of my go-tos. I really like this stuff. It's good stuff. But yeah, 9 boys to the yard. I may even say 9.5. I'm still trying to figure out. I mean, because, how do you get half a boy into that yard? I mean, let's say he didn't come for, that's how we get half a boy, 9.5 boys. Excuse me. 9 boys came for the milkshake. Now, how we get half is one boy came to the yard to figure out why the crowd was there, but he stayed for the milkshake. He liked it. So, 9 boys to the yard, and one guy would just come in and decide he dug it. So 9.5 boys to the yard would the Durban Poison milkshake bring. All right. So, any questions? Speak now. I can't hear anything. So, hey, hope you can probably tell I'm in a good mood today. I spent some time outside, got some nice vitamin D directly from the source there. It's a good time. Next episode I got coming up, there's a low dose CBD cigarette I've been wanting to review for a while. I honestly forget the brand, but you know what? I will know it by the time I do the podcast next week. So I tell you what, look for that coming up here in the next few days. Have fun out there. Be safe. And I did go back to the roots, if you can say the roots, because I'm still kind of figuring out what exactly I'm going to do with this whole podcast. But I did find just an Oscar Wilde quote that knocked my socks off. He's a great dude, great mind. But I read this and I was like, "That's right, dude, you go, Oscar Wilde." So here we are. Are you ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Art is the most intense mode of individualism the world has ever known. Right on, Oscar Wilde. That's a good quote. Anyway, hey, I hope you all are enjoying this this great weather out there. Hope you guys are having a great summer. And I will catch y'all next time. So, Stevie out.